Yes, a little bit of a surprise yesterday with this cost of living package of $1 billion to help struggling Kiwis with the rising cost of living. Finance Minister Grant Robertson, of course, went into the budget having to balance short-term pressures against those longer-term investments that he wanted to achieve. Opposition parties say he failed to do that and has left the country worse off. Here's our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.
With rampant inflation and soaring petrol and food prices, New Zealanders are doing it tough. Tricia McDonald, a financial mentor from Opotiki, knows this all too well.
The level of debt has increased. I think people are struggling more than they perhaps ever have.
And it was pressure Finance Minister Grant Robertson couldn't ignore in this year's budget.
Through this budget, the government is investing more than $1 billion in a cost of living package targeted at low and middle income households.
The bulk of that money is being pumped into a one-off cash payment, $350 to about 2 million people aged 18 or over earning $70,000 or less. The petrol and half-price public transport subsidies have been extended for another 2 months too, permanently for those with community services cards. Tricia McDonald says every dollar counts.
I know it's small, but any bit into keeping the home warm and the rent paid and food on the table, this will help to go towards that.
The one-off payment is targeted at the middle. Beneficiaries are not eligible.
We very, very clearly would have liked to have seen direct support to those very households who are struggling the most.
Both the Greens and Te Pāti Māori say poorer families have missed out.
It would have been the icing on the vanilla cake if they had taken GST off clay. It doesn't discriminate whether you're rich, poor, black, brown, white. Is that it makes life a lot easier for our whānau out there.
The ACT leader, David Seymour, says the budget was an opportunity for the government to incentivise workers to stay in the country.
What has this government done? They've said we'll put the whole country on welfare half the country on welfare for about 3 months, extend your train discount, and that's around about it. After that, you're left to your own devices.
The here and now matters, but so too does tomorrow, and making sure that we provide for a secure future. This budget is about both, a careful balance to provide economic security into the future and make sure we invest for what is needed now without adding to the drivers of inflation.
Mr. Robertson is doing this through a whopping $11.1 billion investment into the health system over the next 4 years. Some of that will be spent on wiping DHB's debt, so when the health reforms take effect from July, the new entities will have a clean slate. While the government says Budget 2022 is future-focused, the National Party is calling it backwards. A large $19 billion deficit is expected this year before returning to surplus in 2025. National leader Christopher Luxon says the finance minister's spending is out of control.
And I want to say that the impact of his addiction on our fiscal books is incredibly clear. And when you think about it, he's damaging New Zealand's economy very strongly. This is, be under no doubt, this is a massive budget blowout.
But ANZ chief economist Sharon Zollner is giving the budget a tick. She says it's a challenge to relieve the rising cost of living without further driving up inflation. She reckons the government has hit the right balance to try to tide the country through to easier times ahead. But if the last 2 years have taught us anything, easier times aren't guaranteed.